Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? The sky is falling in Washington, D.C. It's 10 a.m. B-Mitch and I barely even got on the radio because we're too busy screaming about stuff in the hallway. What a damn mess.
Yes. It is not good.
Can you just stop giving up 70-yard bombs? Like, just stop doing that on the second drive of the game.
You remember when I talked about film and after 4 weeks, how people start doing things that they figure out. They figure out tendencies. And I want people to go back to week one, Los Angeles Chargers. They ran that play, and I think they missed on it. Or either they hit, and it was just like 30-something, 40 yards. But every game, that same route combination has been run. And every time, they've been successful. And people who say, we're going to get into a lot of stuff today, but I just want to just throw this out there right now. Don't tell me what you wasn't ready or prepared for when you knew at 1 o'clock on Sunday you were going to be playing a football game. So from 1 to 4, any damn thing that happens on the football field, you're supposed to be ready for that. Anything that happens.
The 72-yard bomb is the second drive of the game. The first drive, they get a pick. It's the first time all year they didn't give up points on the first drive of the game. Yep. So if you're keeping a chart at home, first 3 weeks, they gave up a touchdown. Fourth week, minor improvement, they only gave up a field goal. Fifth week, they got a turnover. Strike up the band. Kiss your girlfriend. This is good. The offense gets the ball. Completely ineffective. What's the opposite of effective? There's got to be something more than ineffective.
Heineke.
Okay. Well said. Was awful. I'm going to pull it up. I didn't think I'd be this mad this fast. I'm going to pull this up. The drive chart, when they got an interception on the first drive of the game, when you've largely been terrible defensively, they gained 5 yards. They got the ball at New Orleans 31. This is
damn near in the red zone.
Put your foot on their throat. Larry Hayes style. They got first and goal from New Orleans, 31, 2 minutes into the game. They have stolen a possession. Put your foot on their throat. 3 plays, 5 yards.
That's not going to get you much victory.
3 plays, 5 yards. One more time. 3 plays, 5 yards. Thank goodness. Nobody expected us to be saying this. Thank goodness for Dustin Hopkins because he made the kick.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're up 3-0.
But we're going to have a conversation about Dustin Hopkins later because decisions are being made based off of the fact that he is your kicker. And you're doing things, and then people can say what they want about pass was completed, we could have, whatever. When you shy away from trying to kick a field goal at 53, that's a problem.
And it's not like you had a better option. It wasn't 4th-and-3 or kick a field goal, right?
Yeah.
It was 4th-and-10. Oh, there's a crosswind, Brian. There's a crosswind.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I watch coaches go for it yesterday consistently. When there were 55 yarders, a little bit longer, they didn't care about when they were going to do it in the rain. People are going for kicks. They don't shy away because I've sat here and defended this kicker, but then I make decisions because I don't have total confidence in the kicker. And listen, man, I've said to you all, I've been doing this radio station, been doing radio shows in D.C. for a long time. And one thing I always told you, I really don't give a damn who the coaches or the players are. I'm going to tell you what I truly believe. And right now, we have too many philosophers instead of football players and coaches. We have too many excuses being made. When you did Antonio Gibson yesterday and you asked him what needs to change, and I asked him a similar question, and he said, I have to play better, I damn near fell off my seat. That's what Terry McLaurin does as well. But everybody else seemed to always have a reason as to why, well, you know, we didn't communicate right, or they snapped the ball too quick, or we wasn't prepared for it. All this crap. Football is just about want to, will, and knowing what the hell you have to do and do it on a consistent basis. And we've heard all this stuff about culture change. I asked the question, do you see the secondary looking any different than they did 4 years ago? When they were communicating when the damn ball was being snapped.
The amount of times I've heard about we just got to improve our communication.
Yeah, but the whole thing is.
Hang me.
It looks
hang
exactly
me with a piece
like
of
it used to look. And this, let me just go back to McCain. Last week he was attacking the media. As I said, you're not playing the damn media. That's the same crap been going on for years here where everybody blames the media. Why? I would have to blame the media if they started talking about how great y'all played. Then I'll think something is wrong with them. But right now they're talking about what the hell they see on a regular basis. So coaches, players, all you are alike. Get your asses straight and stuff. Let's just get ready for football now. Okay? Sometimes you get to a point where you can make only a you make so many excuses, you got to stop. What you do now is it's a one-on-one fight. And either he's going to whip your ass or you're going to whip his ass. One or two. And that's what football comes down to. We sit up here and we watch it. Listen, I am baffled that a team that had off-season training, mini camps, training camp, seemed more confused this year than they did last year. That confuses the hell out of me. So I know a lot of people want to blame all the players, but I'm wondering, what was implemented? Is it working? Do they understand it? The communication, is it anywhere close to what the hell it's supposed to be? Because this team this year is far more confused than they were last year when COVID came in and they did not have all the time to be with each other. So some of these players should be able to do some, let them do some of the things that you had them doing last year. Because you couldn't communicate so much, so they had to just go out there and play and react. Try that this year, because what the hell has been implemented this year has taken them a few steps back. The linebackers. That was it. This year, we're worried about the whole damn defense. Front, linebackers, and damn sure this confused secondary.
Incredibly well said. How many plays do you think, I'm counting all plays, special teams plays included, how many plays until they gave up the 72-yard touchdown? How early into the game do you think we were?
Third drive. Something like
that. Landfill?
I was going to guess like 10, 11 plays.
It was the 14th play of the game. They gave up a 72-yard bomb. So you kick off. Jameis, they get a first down. Kamara, Kenny Stills on a pass. Then Jameis throws the pick to Cole Holcomb. An immediate three and out from the offense. Heinicke had two incomplete passes. Gibson ran for 5 yards. Hop makes the 45-yarder. Hop kicks off. Kamara runs for two. Kamara runs for one. Jameis Winston passed deep middle to Deontay Harris for 72 yards touchdown.
You know how many teams are going to run that same route combination?
Chris Collinsworth said this last night. I don't know if you watched Bills Chiefs last night. There was a play where Josh Allen, who has just a beautiful cannon of an arm, connects deep. I think it was even to the tight end. And Chris Collinsworth explained on the replays, like, what happens here is the safety's trying to disguise their coverage. But when the safety tries to disguise too late, then the receiver's running at them, they get beat because you can't retract that speed.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
For whatever reason, you have Landon Collins and Bobby McCain talking as the ball is snapped, and sure as hell looks like they're trying to figure out what's going on out there. Collins is disguising the coverage.
Cover three.
I thought it was quarters, whatever it is.
It was three.
It was zero is what it was. Because, I mean, did you hear the Jameis Winston quote on it? He's like, I mean, I'll try to pull it up specifically, but he said, yeah, you know, that play is all about depth. And when I saw that he was at 12 yards, I knew he didn't have the speed to keep up with my guy, and I just aired it out. I just put some air under the ball.
As I say, as soon as the receiver got to 12, he was already deeper than the safety.
This is from our guy, Mike Jones, USA Today. Jameis Winston said he knew Saints could hit big on that 72-yard touchdown based on the coverage and the safety. Said of Landon Collins, it's all predicated on his depth. He was 12 yards, and his speed and Deontay's speed was not really a comparison.
Yeah, but I think that was probably the same scouting report for every game this year. Because whether it's Landon or McCain, they've hit on the same damn play. And I know a lot of people are so upset with William Jackson, but let me just let you all know something. In cover three, William Jackson has the outside third. And when he drops back and he's kind of looking in a little bit, he's looking to say, where the hell is the safety? And we see him try to run, but, you know, his whole goal is just to stay with him long as he's in his area, in his third of the field. It has been no safety's fault on every one of those damn Cordarrelle Patterson, on every one of those touchdowns down the middle of the field, it's the safety's fault. And every time, just like Jameis Winston just stated, they are at least 12 yards. Couple times, McCain, he took four steps up looking at Kyle Pitts against Atlanta, and then all of a sudden it was too late for him to get back. So it's not Jackson's fault. Then I ask the question, Jackson was a man coverage guy. Why the hell is he playing zone so much? Because it's a scheme. Okay? And guess what? Coaches don't like to get out of their schemes. So why go get a man coverage guy and make him play zone? It doesn't make sense.
You brought Josh Norman here on a big old contract. He was a zone guy. You asked him to play man. Now you bring William Jackson here on a big old contract. He's a man guy. You're asking him to play zone.
What were the Saints playing? Man to man. So those passes that Taylor had been hitting it against teams with zones, he couldn't hit them yesterday because he had to be damn near perfect. And when you're running man, guess what your receiver does? They run a little harder than they run normally when it's in zone, because in zone they're trying to sit down. And the quarterback's trying to sit them down so they don't get hit. So yesterday, those soft passes that he's been throwing in games where I kept saying he could have thrown more interceptions. Could have thrown more yesterday.
Certainly.
They kept getting batted down. So if we are going to rush four people, five every once in a while, and play zone, we're going to get picked apart all year. And if this thing starts working 3-4 years from now, whoop-de-damn-do. But this year, we're in a world of trouble if we don't change something up. And I've always felt the great coaches, they adjust on the fly. They don't just hunker down in a bunker like, I'm going to do my stuff or nothing else. Keep doing your stuff. There's a lot of quarterbacks coming in here now who are way better than Jameis Winston. And instead of 33, it might be 63 next time.
I mean, it's so infuriating. If, Brian, if your secondary guys can't cover, don't ask them to disguise it. Just line up and play. Like, simplify it maybe. I mean, to me, you've got to get McCain and Collins off the field. You got to get those guys off the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about having the luxury of carrying a guy in your secondary that can't play defensively because he's just so good at special teams. He's Steve Tasker and Brian Mitchell reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yet to see his gigantic special teams impact through five games. But you got to get to Shazer Everett on the field. He gives you a physical presence. I've been saying this for a couple weeks. Curl, I want to pull up snap counts.
Maybe bring Reeves up for me. Do something. Let's figure it out.
Like,
because, you know, this is the thing. Like, one thing about me is if you never say something, I will not judge you based off of it. But once you say it, you make me become more alert at it. I've heard we're going to play the people that can play. We don't care what round or how much money, we're going to play the people that can play. And thus far, I see the people playing that were given a lot of money instead of the people that we've seen play.
They didn't even sign Collins. That's the wildest part of this. That was a Bruce pick.
Yeah, they did the full. You're on the books, and you're on those books stuck, and you'll be. It's hard.
And maybe the owner likes him. The owner gave him a Sean Taylor jersey at his wooing.
Hey, I'm not blaming the owner for none of this stuff now. The owner has stepped aside and gave all control to the head coach.
I don't believe that, but yes,
I think lately he's been having all that.
Sure.
And at this point, I'm not going, every time something goes wrong, I'm not pulling Dan Snyder out the grave. I'm going to let him be right where the hell he's at. All this stuff now is based off of all this new stuff, all this new culture. I got final say, coach-centric, all that crap. That's where the blame goes to me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, I just think that every coach that's come in here since Dan took over had that luxury of, I could do whatever, but they're going to blame Dan. And right now, that doesn't float anymore.
I'm with you there. Landon Collins played 100% of the defensive snaps. Bobby McCain played 95% of the defensive snaps. William Jackson III played 100% of the defensive snaps. Mm-hmm. Cole Holcomb played 100% of the defensive snaps. You know how many your first round linebacker you just drafted played?
Like 12 plays?
13 snaps. 23% of the plays. Put them out there. You know why? It can't be worse. What is the fear of playing him?
Mm.
Because people will recognize you made a wrong pick? What is the downside? Put Jamin Davis on the field. Put DeShazer Everett on the field. Bring Reeves up from the practice squad. When they were good last year, when they surged, yes, remember Ben DiNucci, right? Like, we know the quarterbacks they were facing. But at the same time, Collins was on IR and Bobby McCain was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So put the guys.
But they played a lot better.
Put the guys on the field that performed well for you last year. You talked about how well they performed and how they earned their spots. You didn't sign Eric Reed because you were impressed by Jeremy Reeves, all the work he puts in. Put him on the field. I don't know that they're better, but what you're seeing is bad.
Awful.
You gave up a Hail Mary at halftime where nobody jumped. Have you ever in your life, you've been in and around football your entire life, have you ever seen, you know what, I want to talk Hail Mary when we return.
Okay, that's when we return.
Listen, you guys can call in. We'll take calls when we can, but we're too busy screaming. I need to scream for probably 90 minutes or so here. But phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Good God.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a mess this is. Got by the secondary. Sure did. Sure did. Same way Cordarrelle Patterson did. Same way Darius Slayton did.
Yeah.
Same way Manny Sanders and Steph Diggs did.
Yep.
What the... You know, the perhaps the most prescient moment this morning was when B. Mitch saw CK in the hallway and was like, "Hey man, don't fire me if we curse on air today."
This is the thing. I want. Okay, and I'm addressing directly. So any player that hears this, yes, I'm talking to you. Damn it. You all act like we just sitting up here and think about ways to attack the team. I got here in 1990. Okay, you're talking about 31 damn years. If you say count 90, it's 32 years. I've been pulling for this franchise. And when I got on the media, I was the same guy I was in the locker room with my teammates, where don't ask me a question if you don't want the real answer, because I'm not going to BS you. I'm not going to play games with you. And I think that's the reason why I got hired in the media, because I am going to tell you the truth. Now, when you play well, I praise that, because I can find a couple of things to talk about positive yesterday. But when you play bad, I'm going to tell you about that too. And I want coaches to understand, too, you roll in town as if you're just the only person in town. There's people been going through this stuff for 30 years now, maybe longer. And they've been dealing with loving this team for 50, 60 years. So don't just roll in town thinking that you own and you're going to tell people what they're supposed to think, how they're supposed to talk. But what I can tell you, one thing I know about this town, if you show up and play hard and you can do your thing, you might lose a game, but guess what? They'll still praise the person. I will tell you, we didn't win all the time when I was here. We won the Super Bowl, yes. But that was years we wasn't winning. But they saw that I brought my fire every damn day, just like I do on this radio. So when you sit up here and you try to attack us, you're trying to deflect. So stop deflecting.
So much deflection.
Talk to the people that you're playing against and deal with that. But don't think you have more pride and love in it for this team than I do. Because I'm going to tell your asses the truth. But I don't think there's a person on that team that loves this Washington franchise more than I do. I've been dealing for 30-something years now. Even when I went up to Philly and all that stuff, yes, I went because they cut me. So you got to go play somewhere. But I knew to come back here because this fan base gave me a lot of love. So when you roll in town and you start talking and attacking the media, remember, there's one damn person in the media doesn't back down from any damn body. Don't care how big or small you are. So understand that. And there are a lot of other people in this media, they know what the hell they're talking about. They've been covering this team for long, and you all been living. So let's stop worrying about attacking the media, and let's not attack the Chiefs and the other teams you're playing. And guess what? Then I'll start believing in you. But as long as you keep trying to give me these excuses after the game, I think it's the same old crap we've been dealing with.
I want to talk about this Hail Mary. I understand the situation there, and I understand that Washington believes that they're going to try for a short gain to kick a field goal. Okay? Like, I can conceptualize this. So you're caught off guard. I understand that, all right? I'm not condoning it. I don't think you should have been caught completely off guard in that situation. But I mean, you get caught off guard on 3rd and 7 in the first quarter. So, sure, the Hail Mary catches you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. It's embarrassing, but fine. But what kills me in that situation, Brian,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you started playing football, you were 7, 8 years old?
Probably 6.
Okay, six years old. You've been involved in football for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a group of defensive backs look less interested in defending a Hail Mary than what Washington did yesterday?
Never. But see,
jump!
Let me break it down for you, Jimmy.
Jump!
Don't
jump up in the air and hit the ball down! Nobody jumped!
But they snapped the ball quickly. You have 5 to 6 people in the area. Somewhere along the line, you realized it was a Hail Mary, did you not?
I realized it.
No.
I was standing down there. I was right there when it happened. Nobody jumped.
But they obviously realized it as well. That is why they were all down there. So that excuse of we were caught off guard, we wasn't ready for it, that's a bunch of crap. But I can tell you what Callaway did. Callaway ran down the field. You could see him gather himself while everybody else was just running backwards, looking up. Like, the ball is never going to come down. He gathered himself, bodied up like a basketball player would do, and he went up. And nobody went up with him. Because he had the "that's mine" attitude more than everybody else did.
I'm standing in that end zone because I had to do the halftime hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in that end zone just basically on the other side of the field goal post from where that play went down.
Mm-hmm.
At no moment as that ball's coming down, and Jameis threw a really pretty high ball to let everybody kind of get in position, at no moment did it seem like Callaway wasn't going to catch it. Like, mm-hmm. What's the success rate on Hail Marys? 3%?
It's low.
Right? I mean, it's lower than Cody Betts' body fat percentage. Like, it's very, very low. They don't work. This looked like it was working the entire time. There was never a question that this dude was going to catch that ball. I said this on the podcast. I said, yeah, he had to go up and kind of high point it. And Pete pointed out correctly. He's like, man, he kind of mid-pointed it. Yeah, like, he was able to catch it with his chest.
Hit him in the chest. Right below the chest, actually.
That never happens. I mean, it's a scrum with everybody's hands up in the air and somebody comes down with it occasionally.
Well, it was only a set of hands in the air.
Nobody jumped, Cody.
But you notice people are now trying to say, no, I jumped. Yeah, it was one guy who looked like he was on his toes. But for the most part, everybody's foot was still on the ground when he went up.
Like Fuller and Jackson didn't even look engaged in the box out where the ball was going.
Hmm.
Like Ethan Cadu that works on the digital desk at NBC had a really, I mean, he tweeted out the video. Like, there's video of this, Lanville. We're not making this up. Cody, you're a young man. Have you ever seen a Hail Mary defense like that?
No, it was absolutely horrible. And to go back to it, the stats, 9.7% of Hail Marys in the last 10 years have been converted successfully.
Make it 9.8, because they got one yesterday. What the hell, Lanville? So here's the debate I wanted to have. And I'll start with you, Mr. Mitchell.
Okay.
Those two plays are 14 points. Those are two laughable, embarrassing gaffes. That was slapstick comedy. That was Three Stooges. One guy kicks the other guy in the nuts. Like, there was no subtlety. There was no execution. It was just one guy got kicked in the nuts. That's all that happened on those two plays.
Gotcha.
What was worse? The Hail Mary or the 72-yarder on the fourth, on the 13th play of the game?
I'm going to say the Hail Mary was worse because it's worse because I hear we weren't ready for it. We were communicating. It's the end of a half, just like it could be the end of a game. They're going to try something. You know, if the receivers are running full speed down the field, I would assume that, oh, they're trying to Hail Mary. Okay? That's what I would assume. You don't need to be told that they're going to be doing this. Once they snap the ball, if you react and you look at their stride and how they're running down the field, they're trying to get set up to get down there because this is a one-chance effort. That's what I would be thinking. But I never in a million years thought he would catch the ball as clean as he did. Nobody tried to stop it.
Some great tweets here. JNate1906 says, what is worse, giving up a field goal or giving up a touchdown? Maybe don't defend the field goal. Maybe defend the touchdown. M. Fleming.
It was like, how many seconds on the clock? 10, 11, something like that?
Cody, that's a great tweet right there. I mean, that's a retweet. That is, if you're not following the B. Mitch and Finley, I don't know what you're doing. Cody's playing the hits. M. Fleming says, jump. They all stood flat-footed like they were ready to take a charge. like you're slapping the floor playing for Duke. Ugh. Lamar Smith says, can we just call this season what it truly is, which is the rebuild that we got spoiled with last year? This team is not good right now. They're still a year or two away from what they could be. Are they a year or two away from what? A year or two away from what, B?
I don't know.
A year or two away from the same damn thing is what
I hope they quicker than a year or two, because I'd much rather come on his air and talk about good stuff instead of this.
Jason Holcomb, I assume no relation to Cole, says, being a fan for 35-plus years of this team, I actually get affected on an emotional level. I'm dejected and actually sad, not angry. I want them to win so badly. I feel they are better than they are showing. Disappointed.
I would hope that they feel the same way, because what I hear at the end of a game all the time, if the game doesn't go well, when the game goes well, everybody's pumping their chest and trying to run in front of cameras. When the game goes bad, they immediately start pointing fingers at everybody around it. Media's all tough on us. They're writing crap. This person, we don't care about nobody outside. Obviously, every one of y'all care about people outside of the building, because guess what? You hear every damn thing over there. Everybody. It's not just players. It's coaches, too. They listen too much. Let's not care. You should deal with us like I deal with social media. Because when people say crazy stuff, for the most part, I keep moving. I never even see it. When I'm posting things, I know what reactions are going to be like. And it's just to spark attention to hear people talking. But I don't really care if you disagree with me. Because there are so many people that disagree with you just purposely to disagree with you. But the people that are getting paid to bring the news to people, I doubt if they're just doing it just to be doing it.
Great tweet here from Ty Forehand. He says, you're not prepared with a question mark? There are three things that could have happened. Jameis takes a knee. They throw to the sideline to set up a field goal or a Hail Mary. That's it. That's the list. Lanville, I have some musical requests.
Well, we can't play it next because I'm going to play the defense's theme song next. So stay tuned
okay.
for that.
I'm excited Ooh. About that. I'd like to hear Jump by Van Halen. I'd like to hear Jump.
Or Crisscross.
I have that on my list. I'd like to hear Jump Around by House of Pain, and I'd like to hear Jump by Crisscross. If there are other Jump songs that aren't coming to mind, please let us know. What is worse, the 72-yarder or the Hail Mary? I'll give you my answer when we return on B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines are packed. We're going to get to you, I promise.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot we need to get through. Landville, explain what's going on here.
This is the Washington football team's defensive theme song.
What's it called? Yakety Sax or something?
Yeah.
It's like Benny Hill running around. This is like the song they'd always play. Like when I was a little kid and like there weren't really sports highlight shows and there was like This Week in Baseball, they'd always play this and just show all the errors. Richmond John or somebody that is capable. I need the Hail Mary and the 72-yard touchdown on the 13th play of the game. I need that with this music in the background. And this is the perfect, Landville says this is the defensive theme song.
That sounds like something in the French Quarters. That's Zydeco. That's Zydeco music right there, Landfield. Where you find that at?
I'm also curious if anybody has other jump-related songs, because we have three of them. Van Halen's Jump, Criss Cross's Jump, and Jump Around from House of Pain. But if there are others, we're willing to play them. That song makes me very happy, though, Landfield. I enjoy that song. I don't know a ton about it. I enjoy it. The question is, what play was worse, the 72-yard touchdown from Jameis Winston on their second possession? It was Jameis' third throw of the game, I believe. Or the Hail Mary, which was just laughably defended.
The Hail Mary was kind of embarrassing. But I'm going to have to say the 72-yarder because it's happened every week. And you know how people do, they don't stop doing it until you stop it. You think Tyreek Hill is not going to run a post route and Kelce going to run some crossing route to try to get the attention? I'm going to predict it right now. They're going to try it. Kelce's going to be lined up left, maybe in the slot, a little bit off of the line, maybe in a regular tight end position. He's going to go upfield, come across, and try to attract the attention of a safety like they've done every week. And Tyreek Hill is going to be on the backside. Now, what's the other kid, number 17? He may be trying to do it too, but they're going to try to go over the top. And then you know what they're going to do again? They're going to do it the next time. They're going to try to do it one more time where they're going to make you think he's going to the post. And
he'll just go back to the corner.
And he'll go to the corner. I'm telling you, they're going to try it because this is the experience that I've dealt with. Whenever we were putting in game plans, they came in and they said, so-and-so did this against them last week, and so-and-so did it the week before, so we're going to try it. We're going to see if it's going to work. If they don't stop it, we're going to try it again in the next half or the next quarter. This is the position they're in now. We're 5 weeks into the season. And the exact same route combination has worked. But this is the funny thing. Normally the team would try to put the crossing route or the square in on the right side and then go to the left side with the post. They've done the exact same way every time. You see what I'm saying? They have stayed
it's
on
the same play.
The
exact you and Tori texted
side.
Me. You're like, yo, that's the same play.
Yeah, it's the same side. They've done it 5 weeks in a row. So why would they stop doing it? And the thing for me is, this is where I differ from a lot of people. If this was high school, elementary school, or little league football, I kind of back up a little bit. But once you get to high levels of college and the pros, don't tell me about communication. Don't tell me about what we didn't know. You should know if there is a four coming across the field, that's probably an eight coming from the other side. I've known this forever. When I was a quarterback, all our little routes was always square in, post. We got a little corner in
the
other.
It's simple. You're trying to force the safety to bite down let the other guy go past him. Like, these are simple offensive route concepts.
Some combination of that 4-7-8. You might make it. You might make the dude from the outside run the post corner, but the dude in the inside going to run the square in. But we're going to have some combination of those routes being run. I did it in high school, college, and then I get to the pros. And every time we ran 4-7 made, I'm like, man, it's the same combination because that's the way I think about football. Like I tell people, the game never changes. The speed, the quickness and timing, and the athleticism of every player changes, but it's the same stuff. So for any player to sit up there about, we was not prepared, well, you're not watching film then. And maybe, just maybe, you need to start doing a little bit more film watching. Because I'm watching it from a studio seeing it, and you got every day to watch the film, dissect it all type of way, take it home with you. I watch a little bit of the game, rewind, all that stuff, but they have all time watching it, and they don't see that coming? Please.
Jason Cloud on Twitter says, the Hail Mary was the worst by a mile. Such a momentum shift, and pretty much the whole ball game took the air out of the whole game. It was watching those guys jog off the field after that Hail Mary, you could tell they were just floored by it. But I'm with you, B. To me, the 72-yarder is way worse because it's a consistent problem.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to consistently give up Hail Marys every week. Good God, I hope not. Otherwise, Lanville's going to have to play that song every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Hail Mary is laughable and embarrassing. But you know what the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are going to do next week? They're going to run that same post. Like,
they're going to try it. And listen, all the worry about I'm not going to game plan on the radio. First of all, the Chiefs already know what you're going to do as a defense. They probably know what you're going to try as an offense. Now they just got to go out there and you have to execute. Because in the NFL, they care about competition, the pairing, and things of that nature. So that's why you have all this stuff going on where they want people to know this, know that. So by the time you get into a game, they know everything you're going to do. You just got to out-execute them. So who cares what's said? Me saying something today is not going to change it. I hope me saying that same route combination, the next time they see them setting up like that, that they know, oh, this is about to come. I would hope that helps them out. But it's like people are so damn paranoid and can't, oh, I'm not going to say that. No. If you were having success, you wouldn't have a problem saying anything.
They're not having success. Whatever success is, did not happen yesterday. When we return, phone lines are packed. I promise we're going to get to them. We have a million songs we have to play. I want to hear from Lanville and Cody on what was worse, the 72-yarder or the Hail Mary. And I want to hear from the phones on that exact thing. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We ain't going nowhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.